KPFA's Aaron Glantz is in Tacoma to cover the trial. He spoke earlier today with Kentherne Kump on Free Speech Radio News.
Here in Fort Lewis, there have been so many people who have showed up at the space, which is outside of Tacoma, that they've had to create a overflow room for the dozens of reporters that have come to cover the trial. Only seven were actually allowed in the courtroom. It's a very small courtroom. They're not used to these kinds of very political trials. And then there's also dozens of peace activists here in the overflow room as well. Outside the gates of Fort Lewis, there are demonstrations at this hour by Iraq veterans against the war. There's another demonstration that will be held at 3 o'clock today by Lieutenant Watata's family. Fort Lewis is kind of outside of town, and there's a number of entrances to it, and their pickets have been set up at all the different entrances to the base.
Now, today is the first day of Lieutenant Watata's trial. What happened this morning?
Well, what Lieutenant Watata had hoped to do in his defense was to cite the so-called Nuremberg Principles, which were developed after World War II. Now, what that's about is that after World War II, Nazis said they were just following orders. And so the Nuremberg Principles say if you are ordered to do something that's illegal or immoral, and you do it, you are just as culpable as the people who issued those orders, and you yourself will be guilty of war crimes. And that's the defense that he had hoped to make. That defense was thrown out by the judge at an earlier hearing. His attorney, Eric Seitz, attempted to call witnesses again this morning, including experts on international law like Richard Falk and Marjorie Cohn, Ray McGovern, formerly CIA operative, Congressman John Conyers. He also attempted to call Dennis Halliday, the former head of the UN Oil for Food Program in Iraq, and Michael Ratner of the Center for Constitutional Rights. All of those requests were turned down by the judge, and Watata's attorney, Eric Seitz, called that an atrocity. But the judge said all of that testimony was irrelevant.
Other soldiers have spoken out against the Iraq war and have even gone AWOL. Aaron, why is this case so significant?
Well, this case is unique, first of all, because Lieutenant Watata is the first commissioned officer to refuse to serve in Iraq. So a number of other people have refused to serve or have gone AWOL after serving a first time, but they've all been enlisted people, and Lieutenant Watata is a commissioned officer, and, you know, his defense argues that the military's prosecution of him in this manner will have a chilling effect on free speech. That's one of their contentions. And actually, the judge also said this morning that that will be inadmissible in court today.
That was FSRN's Aaron Glantz reporting from inside Fort Lewis at the court-martial of Lieutenant Aaron Watata. The trial continues tomorrow. And that was Kentherne Kump reporting. Just before this newscast, KPFA spoke with Aaron Glantz. He said Watata, given the choice, has chosen to be tried by a military jury rather than a military judge. Therefore, a jury of seven Army officers was chosen today. The court will allow only two defense witnesses, one of whom is Aaron Watata himself, who will take the stand on Wednesday. The prosecution lowered its number of witnesses from 11 to 3, and Glantz says the court-martial is expected to wrap up on Thursday. Watata's lawyers, Glantz says, expect to lose and promise to appeal.